and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, in our study of the word justification, we found that mankind is in need of justification. And why does mankind need justification? Well, it's because of a lack of righteousness. We need justification. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Every person in this world needs to be justified in the sight of God. Well, we looked at also in our studies the meaning of justification. Justification is the judicial act of being adopted as a child of God and declared righteous. It's nothing that we can do on our own. We must have Jesus Christ do it for us. Justification is a judicial act, a sentencing act of God as judge. Imagine you were standing before God right now as a saved person. He would look at you and he would say, innocent, because you have been justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Justification is an act of God's free grace in which he pardons people's sins and declares them righteous on the basis of Christ's perfect righteousness. That perfect righteousness of Christ has been imputed to us who are saved. Our sins were imputed, and that means placed upon Christ, and his righteousness was placed upon us. Now, we've looked at several things so far in our study of the word justification. Notice this. Justification is not a process of renewal. In other words, nobody is born into this world without sin. Now, God does not send babies to hell. That's the first thing someone would try to say, that I'm saying that God sends babies to hell. I'm not saying that. But we're all born into sin. And the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. A baby is born in innocence. God does not send babies to hell. But people need to understand that when you get saved, you're renewed. In other words, it's like you go back. Let's say you go back to the Garden of Eden before Adam sinned. That person, Adam, was innocent at that point. He and Eve both. But they sinned. Now, it was because of Adam's sin that man was plunged into sin. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. And death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. Why? Because all have sinned. Well, don't blame Adam for your sin. It's personal. Well, Adam was born in innocence. He sinned. And then the Bible teaches us that God saved those two people, Adam and Eve. Coats of skin were provided. And those coats of skin, there had to be a shedding of blood in order for those coats of skin to be supplied to Adam and Eve. The blood was offered. Just as Jesus Christ offered his blood on the cross of Calvary to cleanse us from all sin, Adam and Eve were cleansed from all sin because they trusted God as their Savior, Jesus Christ. You mean Jesus was back here? Jesus always has been. He's before the foundation of the world. He's God. In the beginning, the Bible says, God. Jesus Christ is God. Well, sanctification and justification, think of those two words. And again, justification is not a process of renewal. We cannot be renewed for something that we've never had. We had to be changed, converted, sanctified, set apart. Well, Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Thank God he's alive today. Jesus Christ is alive. He's in heaven. And he's making intercession for me right now. When I go to the Lord in prayer and I pray, he takes that prayer to God the Father. Jesus Christ is my intercessor. He is my divine lawyer. Well, what does it mean to justify? Let me quickly add, I said he's my divine lawyer. He's my Savior first. He saved my soul through his shed blood. Well, what does it mean to justify? Well, to justify means to declare or to pronounce righteous. Once again, it's a judicial term. When you think of justify, think of the word righteous. When you think of justification, think of the word righteousness. Justify does not mean to make righteous. You'll see what I'm speaking of as we go along. Luke 7:29 says, "And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God." In other words, they declared God right. He goes on to say they justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. Well, the people in Luke 7:29 did not make God right. They declared him to be right. So if you and I would stand before God, we would be declared right in the sight of God because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the opposite of justification is condemnation. Deuteronomy 25 and verse 1, "If there be a controversy between men," it says, "and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked." In other words, they would justify or say this person is justified being made righteous or having been made righteous, and the others would be condemned because they are wicked. They have not been declared righteous. Romans chapter 5, verses 16 through 19. It says this, "And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." We are declared righteous in the sight of God. In other words, we're justified. God sees us as his children. We have been justified. The sin is gone that would take us to hell. Jesus Christ is the righteous one, and his righteousness was imputed to us. It was placed upon us. When God sees us, he sees us as righteous. He declares us justified. Well, there's a question about justification. How can God be just and at the same time justify an ungodly, guilty person? Well, Romans chapter 3 and verse 26 says, "Do declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier," notice of this, "of him which believeth in Jesus." Romans 4, 5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." How can God be just and at the same time justify an ungodly, guilty person? It's because we have been declared justified because of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the justifier. We've been justified because we have believed upon Jesus Christ. We've counted him as our Savior, and he counts us as saved. Well, notice this, the basis of justification. I see here the word substitution. The substitutionary death of Christ is the one and only basis for the justification of sinful men. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, again, I've read this before, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. That's us. We are the unjust. He died for us. He suffered for us. Our sins. He suffered for our sins. He was the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quick and made alive by the Spirit. He's alive today. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that familiar verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That verse again in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he hath made him, that's God, hath made him, Jesus Christ, sin for us. He sent him into this world to be made sin for us. He knew no sin. Why? So that we could be made the righteousness of God in him, in Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The world's sin, mankind's sin, was laid upon Jesus Christ. If only people would realize that their sin is there, their sin can be placed now upon Jesus Christ, he would take that sin if they would simply turn to him and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. But you see, before they can say that, they must say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me. Save me. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart. I trust you, Lord. You've taken my sin because the Bible says that you are the one who came to save me. And I've just given you that sin, Lord. I've turned to you. I've turned away from myself. I'm trusting you to save me right now. Once again, Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. There's no difference in any of us. We've turned everyone to our own way. The Lord hath laid on him, that's Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Every person who has ever trusted Jesus Christ, they have been declared righteous because of Jesus Christ's righteousness. If you've just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've asked him to come into your heart just now, you have been declared righteous, not by your righteousness, but by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The saved are justified by Christ's blood. Romans 5:9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Without the cross of Christ, there is no justification. All the demands of divine justice have been fully satisfied by the finished work of Christ on the cross. God judged his Son so that he might justify the believing sinner. Once again, Jesus Christ came into this world. He came because the Father wanted him to come. He came to take the sin of the world. He actually took every sin of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world upon himself. But in order to take advantage of what Jesus Christ did, by taking that sin, we must acknowledge that he has taken that sin. He takes our sin. Acknowledge that. Trust him today as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your heart. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Or in other words, justified in the sight of God. Lord, lift me up, and
let me stand. You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.